Chapter 9. The name day celebrations at Redwall Abbey were in full swing. Early that morning, they'd started with the young ones marching round to the orchard, where they were met by Thrug. As there was no badger to challenge them, the big otter had disguised himself, striping his face black and white and garbing himself with dusty old grey drapes. He shook a ladle at them, as if it were a club, and called out the challenge.
"What want you here, young beast, young beast? What want you here at my feast, my feast?"
Two young mousemaids, Turzle and Blossom, stood forward. They danced around Thrug as they chanted,
"Oh, striped dog, great guardian, some food for us all, for we are good young ones who live at Redwall."
Thrug appeared fearsome and waved his ladle at them.
"Some food, you say? Nay, nay, away! Unless our good abbess says it is name day."
It fell traditionally to Dumble, being the youngest, to call upon the abbess to open the feast. He was pushed forward, his head wreathed in a posy of flowers and a willow wand in his paw. Twice he forgot his words as he waved the willow wand, but finally he plucked up confidence and got it right, the sisters and brothers laughing and applauding his baby speech.
"Kind mother, good mother, please tell this beast that this is our name day and we want a feast."
Every creature cheered aloud as Abbess Vale came forward, dressed in her best ceremonial habit, and declaimed loudly.
"Fie on you, great guardian, for can you not see? These young ones are hungry, and they are with me."
All the young ones shouted at Thrug,
"So stand aside and let us pass."
Thrug stood to one side as they dashed, cheering to the tables. Samkin took Thrug's paw and led him to the feast.
"Mr. Thrug, I dreamed about you last night."
"I bet you didn't all, young'un."
"Mr. Thrug, why does every beast call you Great Guardian?"
"Oh, that's only on name day, Samkin, when I'm dressed up as a badger. In the old days, the Abbey Badger was often called Guardian. It was usually a female badger, like a great mother to Redwaller she was. Why do you ask?"
But the excitement of the feast had gripped Samkin, and he ran to his place at table between Arula and the two stoats, knotting a napkin about his neck as he called out,
"Hey, Mrs. Spinney, are those apple turnovers hot? Pass me one, will you, please? Oh, look at our great hall cake, Arula. It's the best one in all Mossflower. Isn't it, Friar Bellows?"
Farther down the table, the Formal and his crew were setting to with a will.
"Yeah, Grunnell, pass away some damson pudding.
My, oh, my, what wonderful honey cream. I spread that on everything."
"Get out. You'd be a spreading it on my vegetable pasty."
"Yes, you're out there. You've been at this soup again."
Bremen was demonstrating a special travelling hare snack to two open-mouthed field mice.
"When I was your age, I saw a travelling hare do this when he visited us one name day. Hares are real gluttons. Watch. First, he took a good flat apple turnover like this. Pass me that meadow cream. Then he spread it thick and stuck a pair of blackberry tarts on it, like this. Next, he ladled it with honey. So. Then he placed a huge slice of hazelnut and pear flan on top and ate the lot, just like this."
Dingeye, his face shrouded in whipped strawberry cream, was bolting down candied chestnuts and mint cream wafers at the same time.